WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie made a second landfall overnight in South Carolina and is now a threat from Georgia to Vermont. Lisa Trueblood is just outside Raleigh.
I'm just gassing up my car. I got extra gas, extra water, and filling my tub, things like that, making sure I have non-perishables. Flashlights, candles.
Heavy rain and flooding from Debbie expected to linger in the Northeast through the weekend. In the presidential race, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz hit the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday. Walz on the attack against former President Trump.
He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
Less than 90 days till the November election. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could be a sign the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. A new lawsuit claims the five people aboard the Titan submersible suffered terror and mental anguish before the vessel imploded on its way to see the wreckage of the Titanic last year.
The $50 million lawsuit claims the crew dropped weights about 90 minutes into the dive, indicating they tried to abort the mission. The lawsuit claiming the crew may well have heard the carbon fiber's crackling noise grow more intense as the weight of the water pressed on the Titan's hull. By experts' reckoning, they would have continued to descend in full knowledge of the vessel's irreversible failures, experiencing terror and mental anguish prior to the Titan ultimately imploding.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Last month ended more than a year of record-setting global temperatures.
July, it was the end, marks the end of a streak of 13 consecutive months with global monthly record.
Atmospheric scientist Julian Nicholas. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. It was a win for the Brewers last night as they were swinging the bats. Blake Perkins was 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs, and the Brewers had 16 hits in an 8-5 victory over the slumping Atlanta Braves last night. Joey Ortiz went 3-for-5 with a double. In other action from the majors in the National League, San Francisco 7-4 over Washington. Miami beat Cincinnati 6-4. San Diego 9 and Pittsburgh 8. The Mets 5-3 over Colorado. Philadelphia 9 and the Dodgers 4. In the American League, Houston 6, Texas 4. Oakland 3-2 over the White Sox. Yankees 5, Angels 2. Baltimore 7-3 over Toronto. The Angels 8. And the Yankees 2, Kansas City 8-4 over Boston, and Detroit 6-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, both the Cardinals and Cubs won. It was St. Louis 5, Tampa Bay 2. Chicago got the win against the Twins, 8-2. Arizona 7-3 over Cleveland, and they took the nightcap 5-3 as well. That's an update on sports for Thursday.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high of 76, a slight chance of a light shower around midday today. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 51, partly sunny Friday and 71, partly cloudy and crisp Friday night and 49, and a high of 73 for Saturday. Right now, the fog has been clearing and is pretty well out of here. We are getting a look at some cloudy skies. However, it does right now even look like a little bit of a rain chance, although it's not predicted for later today. 60 degrees, the current reading, and that is the overnight low as we get today going. Thursday, the 8th of August. Here's Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church.
Like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. Please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. For some guys, it's a good time. The half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got alone. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart.
Minutes after 6, the Chicks here on this Thursday morning get together. 60 degrees at WRCO Radio. Our friends at Lime Ridge United Methodist Church will celebrate a 150th anniversary coming up on Sunday. A worship service will be held at 9, fellowship and potluck at 11. Church memorabilia will be on display, and all are welcome to attend. That's going on this weekend on Sunday as well. A few things going on this weekend, and really, overall, they should be hitting a pretty good-sized home run there concerning weather and the possibility of getting in some good outdoor events, including St. John's Fun Fest in Spring Green Friday night and Saturday. Things going on both days, including a 5K run walk on Saturday morning at 8. It should be pretty cool for all the runners, I would say. Right now, WRCO Radio, 61 up 1 from the overnight low. This is Lila McCann.
Down came a blackbird, set on a fence, talking in riddles, making no sense, 'cause she's got your baby gone. Down came a blackbird, perched on a pole, took out a mirror and said, "Son, behold, 'cause she's gone. Your baby."
stays here, she'll end up his waitress for life. Down came a blackbird, set on a fence, talking in riddles and making absolutely perfect sense, 'cause she's gone.
Lila McCann on WRCO-FM 100.9, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Experience the home rattle and roar during the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
First time I looked in your eyes, I knew I would do anything for you.
first time you touched my face, I felt what I'd never felt with anyone else. I wanna give back what you've given to me, and I wanna witness all of your dreams. And now that you've shown me who I really am, I want a bit more than just a man. I want to be the wind that fills your sails, be the hand that lifts your veil, be the moon that moves your tides, the sun coming. Your thoughts, and I'll be your compass, baby. When you get lost, I wanna be the wind that fills your sails, and be the hand that lifts your veil, be the moon that moves your tide, the sun coming up in your eyes, be the wheel that never rests, and be the spark that lights you up.
Keith Urban on FM 100.9. A poll from the Associated Press for Public Affairs Research finds that around 7 in 10 Americans say extreme heat has had a major or minor impact on their electricity bills in the past year, and a majority have seen a similar impact on their outdoor activities. Around 4 in 10 also report extreme heat has had a major or minor impact on their sleep, pets, or exercise routine. The results came at a time when several regions of the U.S. set all-time temperature records, including Las Vegas, reaching a scorching 120 degrees on July 7th, so a little over a month ago. Well, it appears that maybe we're kind of getting over that, although there are some extreme weather things going on in the nation right now. But in terms of heat, maybe that's backed off a little bit. It certainly has here as well. I'm going to have to see if I can dig out my jacket for tomorrow night's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, with lows predicted to be 49 on Friday night. Wow. So that is a shock to the system. It's comfortable. I like that kind of weather. It doesn't bode well for, you know, me thinking that it's not going to be an early fall, but it'll get back. It'll get hot, really hot again, right about the time school starts usually. Oh, well, we'll see how it goes here in the coming days. The next, the extended forecast has our temperatures in the low 80s again for most of next week. 61 is at 1 from the overnight low at 625.
many tears. What can I say? I guess it's just been one of those years. No need to worry. What good does it do? Darling, turn out the light and tell me that you love me too. Everything is gonna be alright. I can see the future shining bright. Just when things get tight, it's no time to lose heart. Like the world's forgot what it's been turning for. We've got our problems. Well, tell me what's new. Darling, just take my hand. Together we can see it through. Everything is gonna be all right. You're shining bright. Just when things get tight, it's no time to lose heart. Everything is gonna be alright. We can make it through the darkest night.
News, weather, and sports will be coming up next. Have yourselves a great Thursday in Southwest Wisconsin.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Go!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Today at 6:30 is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a slight chance of a light shower around midday today, a high of 76. In Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 61.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Vice presidential candidates were in the spotlight in western Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance took questions from reporters prior to Wednesday's rally for Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Vance addressed numerous topics, including the weird handle Walz has tagged he and Donald Trump with.
I think that the weird argument honestly came from a bunch of 24-year-old social media interns who were bullied in school, and they decided they're going to project that onto the entire Trump campaign.
Walz didn't back off the claim.
I know bullies, and I'm not a name caller, but what I am as a teacher, I observe things. So I want to tell you, what I observed and you've observed about these guys when you see them, that it's a very clear thing. Yes, they are creepy and weird as hell.
Vance said he's ready to debate Harris, but didn't mention Walz. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Poll director Dr. Charles Franklin says the survey shows support of former President Donald Trump at 50% and support of Harris at 49% among registered voters. The numbers flip among likely voters. All are within the poll's margin of error. The poll also shows Democrat Tammy Baldwin leads Republican challenger Eric Hovde by 7 points in the U.S. Senate race. This latest poll was the first since Kamala Harris replaced Joe Biden atop the Democratic ticket. It was conducted before Harris selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. At a Tuesday hearing in Merrill, Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski criticized the Department of Corrections, saying the June death of Lincoln Hill counselor Corey Prolix was a failure by the DOC. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy says it's unlikely the Lincoln Hills facility can close without funding for a youth detention facility in Dane County. The 49-year-old died after intervening when a 16-year-old attacked another counselor at Lincoln Hill. That teen and a 17-year-old are charged in the death. Information is being sought on a submerged car. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is investigating the recovery of a red Pontiac Grand Prix from the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk-Richland-Iowa County lines. The vehicle, a late 1980s model, is believed to have been submerged in the river from the late 1980s to the early 1990s. On Wednesday, the Sauk County Sheriff's Drive team, with help from Wagner's Auto Service, successfully retrieved the car from the river. Authorities are seeking any information on how the vehicle ended up in the river. If you have any details about the case, please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106, referencing case number R24314. For anonymous tips, call Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE, that's 608-647-2583, or submit a web tip via the P3 Tips app. Two Richland County Junior Dairy members have been showing at the Wisconsin State Fair this week. Andrew Cornell's heifer has received a total of 3 awards, second in Summer Yearling Ayrshire, first in class for bred and owned, and champion yearling bred and owned. Andrew also received 3rd place for spring yearling milking shorthorn. Addie DeMars received 10th place for her red and white fall calf and 18th for her black and white summer yearling. Richland County also received 1st place for small county herdsmanship. Both Andrew Cornell and Addie DeMars also participated in showmanship. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have the financial resources to cover their department's budgets. New research from the Whitburn Center for Governance and Policy Research at UW-Oshkosh also shows that over 10% of the state's fire departments had at least one instance last year of not responding to a service call. The survey of nearly 200 fire chiefs found a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and inadequate budgets among the top concerns facing fire departments. One option is consolidating resources with other departments, but such action would require a change in state law. At the start of school year, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot says it's make or break time.
The time is now to adjust sleep schedules for back to school. Doctors know that kids like to stay up later and sometimes sleep in during the summer, especially with the later sunsets. However, if you don't start at least gradually changing those habits by mid-August, they say it can be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. He said light is one of the main things that impacts your sleep-wake pattern. And sleep helps us form our memories and helps us do emotional regulation. It helps the front part of our brain, which is important for what we call executive function. The amount of sleep children need varies based on their age. A 3-year-old needs about 12 hours, and a 10-year-old needs about 10 hours. That number decreases as they get older.
Forecast details for the coming days will be coming up next here on this Thursday morning.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
A high temperature expected to reach 76 today, partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a light shower around midday. South winds 5 to 10, becoming westerly at 10 to 15 by this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear tonight and a low of 51. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and fall-like, a high of 71. Partly cloudy and crisp on Friday night, with a low down to 49. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and comfortable. Cool yet, though, at a high of 73. 77 Sunday, and back near 80 to begin the work week next week. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm following the midnight mark of 66 and a low of 60. We're at 61 degrees.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local schedule for baseball and the Brewers, with a whole bunch of hits this week, including 16 in last night's game. Details coming up.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In sports, Home Talent Baseball Night League playoffs get underway tonight. Arena makes a trip to Evansville for a first-round game. Middleton plays at Reedsburg, Black Earth at Cambridge, Sun Prairie travels to Verona, and Dodgeville at Ashton. Most games starting at 7 o'clock tonight. The Dodgeville-Ashton game gets underway at 6:30. On the state scene, the Brewers and Atlanta Braves traded the lead a couple of times before Milwaukee finally claimed an 8-5 win Wednesday night. Four Brewers contributed three hits each: Jackson Chirio, Reese Hoskins, Joey Ortiz, and Blake Perkins. Freddie Peralta earned his seventh win despite giving up four runs and eight hits in five innings. Frankie Montes will start the game today as the Brewers go for a sweep of the road series in Atlanta. Manager Pat Murphy was pleased that the Brewers were able to get the bats going against one of baseball's best.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. I mean, he was tremendous, but just hung in there, ran the pitch count up, got him out of there somehow, had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys.
The Brewers getting set for the final game of the series. That's an afternoon game today, so first pitch time will be at 11:20. Don't miss that one today. Also, the National League games included San Francisco 7-4 over Washington, Miami 6, Cincinnati 4, San Diego 9, Pittsburgh 8, the Mets 5-3 over Colorado, Philadelphia 9, and the Dodgers 4. Interleague action, Arizona 7-3 over Cleveland, the Cubs 8, Minnesota 2, Arizona 5-3 over Cleveland in the nightcap, St. Louis 5, Tampa Bay 2. In the American League, Houston 6, Texas 4, Oakland 3-2 over the White Sox, the White Sox starting a new losing streak now, the Yankees 5-2 over the Angels, Baltimore 7, Toronto 3, the Angels beat the Yankees in the nightcap of the two games, 8-2 last night, Kansas City 8, Boston 4, Detroit 6-2 over Seattle. Wednesday's training camp practice for the Packers was cut short when wide receiver Christian Watson was hurt during a two-minute drill. Watson went high for a pass and took some time to get to his feet. He did walk off the field without assistance. The 25-year-old standout has suffered multiple injuries during his short career, mostly involving his hamstring. The Packers' Jaden Reed talked about the upcoming preseason game Saturday and what he takes from it.
Just learn from, you know, past mistakes. And kind of looking back at, you know, when I first got here, you know, the big difference it made for me knowing the playbook. So definitely just the confidence level of just the rise of confidence that, you know, you have from last year to this year.
The Wisconsin Badger football team will host the Fox version of College Game Day this coming season. Big noon kickoff comes to Camp Randall Stadium September 14th. The Badgers are winless 0-5 in games that host the program. This is the third time the network has come to Madison. Improving the record may be difficult because the UW opponent will be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 14th. Former Badgers star Tyler Wall has signed a contract to play pro basketball in Croatia. Wall will suit up for the KK Zadar in the Adriatic Basketball Association. Wall has signed a one-year contract with an option for a second. Quincy Hall became the latest American to electrify Olympic track and field with an out-of-nowhere comeback, sprinting from far behind in the 400 meters to reel in three runners and capture the gold medal. Hall, buried in fourth place as the runners rounded the last bend, outran the runner on his outside, then two more to the inside to cross the line in 43:40, the fourth fastest time ever. Also news from Paris Olympics, Kety Bednarik will race for gold on Thursday in the 200 meters. The Rice Lake native won his semifinal heat in a time of 20 and advanced to the finals with fellow American sprinters Noah Lyles and Ariane Knighton. Bednarik, who took silver in the Tokyo Olympics, has won both his heats in Paris. He took seventh in the ultra-competitive 100-meter final on Sunday, which was won by Noah Lyles. That's an update on sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance Card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO.
Thinking about me. are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Morgan Wallen, 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. The artistic director of the Paris Olympics closing ceremony is promising the taking part of world-renowned singers, unannounced entertainers. Thomas Jolly, who also did the opening ceremony, says more than 100 performers, acrobats, dancers, and circus artists will be a part of that. The opening ceremony featured Celine Dion and Lady Gaga, and the Olympics will close officially on Sunday. And there will be a lot of people that will have Olympic withdrawals after that, as it's become quite the thing, quite an addiction for some to watch, even getting up really early in the morning to watch everything at live as it happens, you know, which we never had that back in the day. We always thought everything was live because it was in primetime television time, but that was not the case.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It is 5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We enjoyed our time last night at the Captain's Night, Survivor's Night at the Phoenix Center for Walk with Grace. Good turnout and lots of teams bringing in the results of their labors and all the fundraisers and whatnot. So that's good stuff. And just so you know, the Grace office will be open today from 8 until 2. If you need to bring some items in, maybe pick up some luminaries or drop off some raffle tickets or pay for a radio auction item that you may have purchased. Again, 8 until 2 today. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. Here's Chris Stapleton.
Tiptoed in a room, I know you got to have your rest. She says, come lay beside me, I've been waiting since you left. Took my breath away. I might not get to heaven, but I walk with the angels that day.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is now 7 o'clock. WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Giving you the wake-up call.